This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to the top people and ideas. Presented by U Mobile.
Good morning, I'm Sharitz Abdullah and you are listening to The Breakfast Grill. Joining me on The Breakfast Grill this morning is Sharzat Dato' Haji Saleh Askor, the CEO of Sarawak Tourism Board. Prior to her appointment as CEO, she headed several PR and corporate communication divisions in several companies. With Visit Sarawak Year happening next year, she has her work cut out to improve the tourism industry in Sarawak. So it's a pleasure for me to welcome Sharzat Dato' Haji Saleh Askor, the CEO of Sarawak Tourism Board, on The Breakfast Grill today. Puan Sharzat, good morning and thank you for joining us on The Breakfast Grill.
Good morning, Shariz.
So, Puan Sharzat, prior to joining Sarawak Tourism Board, you held several senior posts in big corporations like Sunway Group, as mentioned earlier, Mines as well as Country Heights. Now, you were headhunted for this job, but what made you decide to take it?
Well, you know, you reach a point in your career and say, it's time for me to serve my state. I'm a Sarawakian, very proud to be a Sarawakian. I've gained a lot of experience from great companies that I've been engaged in, you know. And I feel I'm ready, you know, to contribute something to the state. And hopefully, you know, it will make a difference in the tourism sector for the state of Sarawak.
So all that experience that you had in the corporate sector leading up is all to prepare you to serve the public eventually. Was that your intention?
In some sense of the word, because basically I'm also doing my doctorate in tourism. And it is just a subject matter that I love dearly and very close to my heart. And I guess that strong passion, you know, drives me and say, yes, when a state state government calls you and said, you know, would you like to head and be the CEO of Sarawak Tourism Board? Obviously, you want to make sure you are ready and give your best. And I think I'm ready. And I know, not think, I know I'm ready to give my best to my state.
So you were born and raised in Sarawak. And as a CEO of STB, well, you said that you are expected to truly understand the uniqueness and the diversity of its of Sarawak culture. And also at the same time to appreciate them. So what is your ambition for Sarawak tourism?
Well, you know, Sarawak has a lot to offer. And that's the reason why when I join and be part of the tourism board, you know, we change the tagline, you know, and we change it more to discover. And that is our Visit Sarawak campaign tagline. And this is not a Visit Sarawak year. It's a Visit Sarawak campaign. It's a journey for Sarawak to make sure we get things ready from the mindset to the infrastructure to the stakeholders, you know, believe in making sure, you know, think tourism and act tourism kind of thing, you know. So, yeah, you know, it's a journey for us.
Sure. I mean, because Sarawak hasn't actually lived up to its full potential. I mean, if we look at the stats, you're still running behind a lot of states within Malaysia, for example, even Perak is actually ahead of Sarawak at the moment. What do you think is stopping Sarawak from becoming Malaysia's leading tourism state in Malaysia?
I just want to correct that a little bit, yeah? Because we rank 7th amongst the Malaysian state, in 2018. In 2017. But in 2018, we move a notch up to the 6th place. In 2019, we notch up another one, rank number 5. Obviously, we are pushing ourselves very hard. We have increased our number of tourism visitors coming to Sarawak from January to July this year, you know, and it has increased over 3%, you know, and it's an effort that we are putting in very focused by the state, by the tourism board. The role of Sarawak Tourism Board is stimulate the economy, you know, the tourism sector to promote and to market. And we know that Sarawak has so many to offer.
Yeah.
And therefore, you know, we are going to make sure we connect the dots and to crystallize things and have a better plan and clearer plan and be focused, real focused on tourism. Tourism is, I always say, tourism is God's gift. Mm. How can we leverage, how can we not leverage
Absolutely.
It, right?
So how about all this talk about, for example, access to cities in Sarawak, Kuching, Miri, the lack of light. Is that still an issue?
Of course. That's the reason why we need to be focused, you know. And yes, that's always been an issue. And, you know, sometime I wish we can get more high frequency, you know, in terms of even the homegrown plane and all that. But, you know, but we have made progress. We are working not only with the homegrown, you know, aircraft and airlines, you know. However, we are also working with international.
That is in the pipeline to have your
own. It's not in the pipeline. It's already about to be announced soon.
Yeah. What is it going to be called?
Well, you know, why don't you just invite me again?
Okay.
No, it is really something that is very positive.
Okay, when it comes to setting up your own airlines, it's a very challenging business. Our very own Malaysian Airlines is still plagued with a lot of problems. Air Asia recently has been reporting has reported losses as well because it's a very tough industry. How is this airline going to survive in that sense? Well, is this a good move by Sarawak?
Well, I wouldn't want to say on about that airline, yeah, because that is in the pipeline. When I was talking just now, it was very much about collaborating with other airlines, you know, so very much working with other international airlines, you know, to bring in more flights to Sarawak, direct flights, you know, and therefore it is very important to have that direct flights and accessibility of coming to Sarawak.
Okay, so let's move on and talk about your journey, the Sarawak tourism journey, the campaign itself. It's going to be Visit Sarawak campaign in 2020. You have about 20 million additional budget on top of your 10 million business as usual budget to run this campaign. Break it down for us, please. What do you plan to do with this additional budget?
Well, basically, put it this way. We launched the Visit Sarawak campaign on 31st of December last year. Yeah. So the campaign starts in 2019, January. Okay. And of course, you know, we have all laid out our budget in terms of intensity of visibility. Okay. We have been out of the radar for quite a fair bit, you know, and therefore for me, when one of the first thing to do is to make sure people know who we are, remember that we are still here, you know, and that we have so many to offer.
How about the tourism product itself, though? So you're speaking a lot about marketing and advertising and visibility. How about the product itself? Anything new that we'll be looking forward to?
Yes. Like, for example, when we went to ITB Berlin recently, we promoted Cebu, for example, which is our central gateway. And that's something that has never been promoted. We talk about Muka, we talk about the hinterland and all that, you know. And that's exciting, and that's what the European market looks like. You know, and yes, we are improving the infrastructure. For example, at Tusanbit, we are now looking into a proper boardwalk. All, you know, so because of what we're doing, we need to improve. But I always say this, tourism is not just about from the ministry or tourism board. Tourism has to be also coming from the product owners. Product owners must understand that at the end of the day, people do come because the products are exciting, new, and all players have to play their part.
Okay.
And therefore, on our part, we are engaging a lot with our stakeholders, making them understand the importance of it and making them understand, don't wait for the numbers to come before until you make and improve your product, you know?
Okay, so all this effort is part of you trying to achieve a 5 million tourist target. Now, that's roughly an additional 400,000 if you were to put an average over the past 4 years, which has been about 4.6 million tourists. So if we look at it in percentage, it's about 8 to 12% additional tourists. Do you think that this is an ambitious target?
It is. You know, you have to think big at the same time,
okay,
you know, and push yourself. It is not, you know, to put it lower, it's you're not just stretching it too much, you know. So I believe in stretch target.
Okay.
You know, so that we can go beyond what we have normally reached. You see, I think the highest that ever Sarawak has received tourism visitorship is 4.8 million. Okay. And we hope to surpass that.
Okay.
As of now, even up until July, we have already reached 2.5 million.
Okay.
You know, so halfway that mark of that 5 million. And with all the activities that we have in store and plan and, you know, the marketing plan, we believe we will be able to reach that numbers, you know.
We're
making sure that everybody understand that they have to do their part.
We're less than 4 months away, the end of the year, and you're just surpassing just half. Are you on track?
We've already reached over 3%.
Mm.
Even if we don't reach that 5 million, close to it will be, you know, something that is great. You have to understand tourism industry itself is also challenging.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not that Malaysia is not affected. That it is a challenging landscape.
And how much of an additional revenue are you expecting as a result of being able to hit the 5 million mark?
Well, we are hoping, if I'm not mistaken, the numbers that we are looking is about 8.7 billion, if I'm mistaken.
That's from over the six billion that you have.
Yeah.
So that's an additional, with the four extra tourists, you're talking about additional over 1 billion to close to 2 billion.
Yes.
Okay. So once you hit this target, are you going to be able to sustain it? Or is it completely reliant on this 20 million additional funds?
Oh, no. I think whatever program that we're doing, it's all about sustainability and how do we want to sustain it, meaning that the programs that we have, we need to continuously improve the product. Mm. You know, it's not a one-off thing, you know. But the best part about it is that even, you know, we hope that the ministry and the state government truly believe that tourism is the way to go as one of the big contributor. And therefore, you know, we will receive a healthy and a substantial budget.
So will 10 million be enough after the subsequent years for you to sustain those numbers?
I think
taking into consideration your experience as a person that has been exposed to a lot of events and so forth, all these things, is it a substantial amount?
It's always never enough because everybody will be spending much more.
Okay.
You know, even Singapore, who is well known, they still continue. Even Thailand, which is so known, and they still continue.
What is the amount that you're looking for?
Well, I wouldn't want to say it, but we've just had our budget assessment and, you know, I'm pleased with what is given to us. It's a substantial amount, you know, and it's something that I know we can
do. Something that you can work with at the moment.
Yes, definitely. More than what we received, actually.
Okay, Puan Shahzad. Joining us on the Breakfast Grill this morning is Shahzad Dato' Haji Salis Asko, the CEO of Sarawak Tourism Board. We will be right back with more discussion on opportunities to have more festivals in Sarawak. Stay tuned on BFM 89.9.
You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U Mobile.
You've tuned in to BFM 89.9 on the Breakfast Grill. This morning is Shahzad Dato' Haji Salis Asko, the CEO of Sarawak Tourism Board. Let's talk about some of the opportunities that you could possibly explore. Sarawak does indeed have so much to offer. It's rich in culture and diversity. And openness is one thing that differentiates Sarawak in comparison to the peninsula. So you are also a believer that music is great for culture, and you have the Rainforest World Music Festival, the Borneo Jazz Festival. All those are very internationally recognized festivals. Now, why not have more music festival concerts being held in Sarawak?
Okay, thank you for that question. Well, basically, I like to just say this, yeah. For Sarawak Tourism Board, the way we position Sarawak is to focus on five areas, which I call it CANFF. That stands for culture, adventure, nature, food, and festival.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, the adventure part, the nature part, that's the gift from God, I always say, you know. But the food, the culture and all, this is where, you know, it comes from the heritage and all that, yeah. These are the uniqueness of Sarawak. 27 ethnic groups, you know, means what? More than 40 subcategories of all this indigenous group, yeah. Mm. It's amazing the way that if you really want to do and to know about Sarawak, you just have to come from the southern gate, go to the central gateway, then go to the northern gateway. Mm. You can see the difference, you know, all the different indigenous group, you know, and like you say, harmonious, you know, being together, very open and all. And that's the beauty of Sarawak.
Yeah. And on top of that, how about taking advantage of, you know, like I said, openness is one thing that Sarawak has that is different in comparison to what we have in Peninsula. There's a lot of sensitivities on this side of the world. For an example, music. Have you actually pushed your boundaries in terms of trying to take advantage of the revenue that could come from the music industry?
Of course. Music tourism is one of the way that will bring everybody together, you know. And because of the Rainforest Music Festival, you know, we have used that platform, that iconic platform, to then make sure that people understand, you know, what different culture means, you know, how to leverage it. And a lot of people find that uniqueness about Sarawak because of this music that we have.
Okay, so you think it would be very much different in Sarawak with regards to having concert that has been banned within
the
peninsula?
I think we welcome the concerts that will be coming to Sarawak, you know, and I think it is something that we look forward for such an event.
Okay.
To be in Sarawak.
Is infrastructure an issue?
Well, that's one thing that I want to stress. And I stress this also in our World Tourism Conference this morning, you know, is that we go for niche market. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't go for mass market. So that's the reason why we are building this Visit Sarawak campaign.
Okay.
To make people understand, you know. Mm. So as we go along, we will build this infrastructure. And we know there's not going to be oversupply, you know, and we will be looking into that.
So you're looking at growing organically. Okay,
yes.
That's fair. However, I mean, whatever beautiful things that you've said about Sarawak, it all presents as it looks like you have a sound business case. Do you have investors coming in wanting to develop Sarawak, to introduce all this infrastructure that we're talking about?
Well, this is what we are doing in the process. You know, there's going to be a talk, you know, and there's going to be I'm going to give a talk on investing in Sarawak, you know, from a tourism perspective.
Yep.
You know, because there's a lot of potential. We have beautiful beaches. We have a lot of opportunities that you can develop Sarawak from, may it be from music tourism, maybe it from edu tourism, may it be from medi tourism, you know. We are into that. You know, and we welcome especially those who are interested to develop and collaborate with the Sarawakian to build that industry.
Any concrete interest so far?
Well, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I understand that there have been several that approaches the ministry, and I think I leave that decision, and you know, to them. And for me, it is trying to make sure they are comfortable with the numbers that we are bringing in, and they can see the potential of Sarawak.
All right, so let's talk about the tourists that are coming into Sarawak. Yeah, how about plans to get your tourists to spend more in your state? Take Chinese tourists, for an example. They spend about 1,800 ringgit per day. And that's bringing down the average of international tourists. Because if you exclude them, we're talking about international tourists spending about 3,200 ringgit per day. What is the reason for this low number coming from the Chinese? Would you know?
Well, put it this way. You know, the China market is a big market. No question about that. But I guess, you know, we have to know what are the market that you're going for, if it's the FIT or the group market. You know, like I say just now, we are going for FIT that have high yield, and, you know, we are going for that kind of market, you know, and therefore we need to prepare the infrastructure and all to meet. If we are looking for a high yield market, we need to prepare that kind of infrastructure, you know. I don't believe in mass tourism, and I don't believe in over-tourism. I would want our tourism to benefit the local.
Yeah.
It is important that the local must enjoy what the tourist is enjoying. If you have over-tourism, things are getting expensive, unnecessary, you know, and the local will not be able to enjoy the great seafood, for example, the great homes right in the middle of the city. They will be pushed to the suburban area, you know. And we want to balance that.
Okay.
It's easy to say, you know, but this is where, from a tourism perspective, we have to be bold enough. What is it that we want?
Yeah.
You know, what is it that we're looking
for? So you mentioned that you are engaging locals, Sarawakians, to be more productive so that they could deliver high-yield sort of products to these tourists. Could you be more specific as to what is it that you're doing? When it comes to engaging, what is it that Sarawak Tourism Board is doing?
Well, we go to, you know, taxi has always been an issue.
All right.
Right? We actually engage with the taxi associations. We even give them shirts, for example, with Sarawak, making them sense of pride and all that. We make sure they understand how important it is, tourism is all about, what it means to, you know, to them. You know, and if you if you're going to be the brand ambassador, don't talk negative things.
Mm.
Not even on a, instead, you should know what the product that we can offer. Make sure they understand these are the things that we provide them brochures, you know. Make them understand that these are the things that they could recommend, the best places to eat, the things that you can do within half a day or 3 days or 2 days, you know, be the voice for Sarawak, you know.
Puan Shahzad, let's talk about the development aspect of Sarawak. Is the state planning to invest more to support the tourism industry?
Yes, that one I can proudly say that the state government, you know, have given like STB, Sarawak Tourism Board, a healthy, a substantial budget for next year.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't want to say, I know you're looking for the figure, okay, Shariz, I will not, but I know it's very substantial. I'm happy, and I know we can do more, you know, because we want to be more visible now internationally. Yeah.
The previous plans that has been put in place, for an example, the plan to transform Miri into a tourist hotspot. Now, that didn't make much headway. What happened to this plan, which was formulated 5 years ago?
Well, you know, like I say, you know, it's a nice place.
Mm.
We need to reactivate it, you know, and therefore we have to identify certain things. I know for a fact, you know, Miri is beautiful with when it comes to diving and all that. So we need to make sure that we get the right kind of events, international events that people, you know, can understand what that place has to offer.
So is this plan going to be revived again?
Yes. Yes, I would want that to be seen. You know, we're going to work with
the
council.
Is it your responsibility or is it the council? Or
well,
you
know, I always believe that, you know, if you divide it you know, I always believe that all of us have to work together.
Mm.
You know, Shariz, tourism is about people. You know, it's all very integrated. It's very holistic. You know, you cannot just say, it's my job.
Mm.
If it spill over to the other side and if you can help it,
mm-hmm.
you should trigger it.
Sure.
You know, I may be so idealistic.
Yeah.
But that's how we should work.
Okay.
You know, if you don't do that, I think it's going to be difficult.
All right. Now, well, you may be a bit idealistic.
Yes.
And in some ways, you have another 2 more years
yeah.
in your contract. And that doesn't sound like there's a lot of time. Do you think that you'll be extending?
Well, if they said, you know, would I like to be extended? Yes, obviously. I love tourism. It's my state, you know.
Okay.
And it's something I love to do.
Puan Shahzad, thank you for joining us on The Breakfast Grill this morning.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So you've been listening to Shahzad Dato' Haji Saleh Asko, the CEO of Sarawak Tourism Board. You have been listening to The Breakfast Grill. I'm Shariz Abdullah for BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U-Mobile, Frost & Sullivan's Malaysia Mobile Service Provider of the Year.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.